Hey, Editor Matt here, kicking off the final episode of Wrestle Buddies for 2022. I would like to note, this is an interview with Nyla Rose and Serpentico. And Nyla Rose tweeted recently, and I'm quoting here, "In a continuous effort to amuse myself, I have decided that for the upcoming year, if you ask me for an interview, I'll be lying throughout the entire thing. Thank you for your cooperation, Team Nyla Rose, Bad Bitch Productions, Incorporated, Unlimited Industries Worldwide." So we'd love to thank Nyla for coming on Wrestle Buddies and for telling the truth the entire time, because 2022 for her ends in nothing but honesty and a zone of truth. And so thank you for just being wonderful, Nyla, and just telling the truth the entire time. Hey friends, welcome to Wrestle Buddies, GameSpot's wrestling podcast with wrestling, friendship, and wrestling with friendship. I'm your host, 40 for 40. Matt Elfring with me as always, 40 for 40, Dark Order member Chris Hainer. Chris, how are you?
Join the Dark Order, Matt. Join darkorder.com. I'm great. It's the holiday season, I guess.
It is.
Like, for a lot of people. Like, yeah. If you recognize any of the holidays in this supposed holiday season, it's the holiday season.
Make up your own holiday. Who cares?
I choose to make up my birthday.
Happy birthday, Chris. Huge episode this week for your holidays, while you're listening to this on Christmas instead of hanging out with your family. We have on two returning guests, two returning champions, and I'm very excited to have them both in the same room.
Already
something has happened. Anyways,
ladies and gentlemen, look.
Yeah, Chris, go.
Look, it's the blood feud that's taken Twitter by storm. Please welcome Nyla Rose from AEW and Serpentico from Snake Man Industries and AEW.
Hello, everybody.
Shut up.
We have to address.
Thank you for inviting me, and I guess inviting her too.
We have to, this is a pachyderm in a palace. This is huge. This is huge. You said two champions. Please name for me one thing this dork butt has won.
Well, first of all, I said people that are returning to our show, we call returning champions. So Nyla,
I don't like that.
I am a champion.
I mean,
okay. So this podcast is over. I win. Thank you very much. See you next week. Bye. You
know, you're both two-time returning champions.
That's what he does. That, you know what? I will acknowledge. I will acknowledge him being a champion because he is the best at losing. He's got like 101 losses. He's the first to ever do it. We're talking record books, the AEW Hall of Fame. Ladies and gentlemen and babies, he is the best loser, Sir Panic.
Well, at least I'm not a kleptomaniac. So, you know, there's that.
Hold on. Let's
kleptomaniac.
First of all, I want to say congratulations to Serpentico on evidently being the first ever inductee into the AEW Hall of Fame.
Well, you know, you got to get it how you get it, right? So.
Okay, but when I say that, you call me a kleptomaniac.
Because you do have a history, let's say, of, you know, looting and thievery. So maybe let's call a spade a spade. I don't know.
I'm consistent, Serpentico. Like, that's, I'm consistent. You can always rely on me. You know, it's okay. Well, we'll agree to disagree. But
now, the goal here, I guess not the goal. We want to discuss this rivalry between you two. But
I don't know where it started, to be honest with you. I just know I looked at Twitter one day and you were yelling at each other.
We talked about it with Serpentico briefly.
I want to make note. Listed in Serpentico's Twitter bio.
I want to make note that Serpentico, you kind of came into this a little hot. What does your shirt say?
Did I?
What does your shirt say? They can't see it.
Yeah, let's address that.
I can't really see what my shirt says because I can't
read. You can't read. Down, let me read it for you. Here we go.
Okay, please.
You want to know why? You want to know why there's a blood feud? You want to know why this is on site? Because he is a constant agitator. I'm constantly minding my business, just, you know, having a delightful time, and then here he comes with some tomfoolery, and he throws it in my face. He's wearing a shirt. Holiday season. It's the holiday episode. We're trying to be festive.
It's a red
shirt. Wearing my Salt and Peppa shirt. It's Salt from the rap group from the 90s and the 80s. And Peppa Pig, Salt and Peppa.
It's a
delightful
shirt.
Pun. It's fantastic. You're wearing a Muppet shirt. I love it to death. I want it to be my cell phone wallpaper. Matt, you got like a black shirt on. I don't know.
It's a Vans shirt, and it has it's like the rice and nori and the spam, like.
Okay.
Like Hawaiian food.
See, I thought that was a mustard stain, but even I was going to give you that.
I do love mustard.
This idiot comes on a podcast.
Mustard's
like a professional mustard is the best. He comes on a professional podcast, and then he's insulting me without saying a word. His shirt says Nyla Rose Class when the plane lands. Why would you wear that shirt if this is supposed to be us just talking? First of all, shame on you two, Matt and Christopher. I didn't even know he was a part of this. You said, come on the podcast. I said, yeah, sure. And then I log in and who do I see?
Look, I'll be honest with you. We had this idea, Matt and I. Matt and I have very long, and I'm using finger quotes here, meetings, where we discuss what are the dreams that we want to accomplish with this pod. And one of them was like, just for the holidays, we want to see if we can find peace between these two. I've seen the feud. I have a feeling this is going to be one of those you both take it to your grave situations. But man, the holidays, what better time for a break? But then Serpentico, you show up with a shirt that says Nyla Rose Claps When the Plane Lands.
Okay, nice and agitated. To be fair. There's no video to this podcast, so I don't know why everyone's making such a big deal. No one's gonna see visually what we're talking about, except when you guys bring it up.
Technology works?
We've also all talked about it for the past 10 minutes.
You're stuck in the fax machine era. You have this unhealthy obsession with fax machines, but dude,
they're great technology.
I am wearing my glasses. I can see you good.
Now, I do have a question, Nyla.
Just saying.
And I mean no offense when I say this. Are you someone who claps when the plane lands?
Or is this how bumpy the ride was?
Yeah, she does.
Okay.
The shirt speaks no lies.
Generally speaking, no, I do not clap when the plane lands. But if we had an exceptionally terrifying ride, I might get up and twerk and clap that way. Like, you just twerk off the plane, you know, make it clap.
Well, I mean, if the pilot had a tough job to do and they safely landed you, why not give them a little bit of applause?
I am a thanker. I do say thank you as we exit the plane. I might not clap, but I look the pilot in his eyeball socket holes and I say, hey, I appreciate you. This thing is hard to do. Mostly,
you know, I would suggest
when you're in the air, so it's kind of easy. But other than that,
I would suggest you actually, you know, you tip the pilot, right?
You can do that.
The pilot, you would steal that too. No, don't do that.
See, have an obsession. How about I just? How about I like, you know, tip your chair over? How about that?
That's kind of rude. I don't think.
Let's. Why would you, this is getting so far away.
Where are you? Are you in Florida right now? Because
maybe I am in Florida.
Okay. Yeah, let's calm it down. Let's ice bath this.
Delightful Auntie Amy's pretzel.
I don't want to worry anybody, but I do see two swords behind Nyla. So
it's a little. She
is in Florida.
That's a little terrifying.
Nyla, to the best of your recollection, when did this start between you and Serpentico?
I've got dates. Let's see what she says.
Holy. Let's let Nyla speak first. Let's let her air her grievance. Since Serpentico will go to you. We just want to moderate this airing of grievances, along with the fact that let's just be friends during the holidays. I would also like to know where I can get that salt and pepper shirt. Yes.
I'm going to be honest here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It was, I don't know. It was during the lockdown. So all of that was a blur.
Like, yeah, it was.
When they locked us down, when they were like, hey, just stay in the house for a week. And then America, you couldn't stay in the house for 7 days. Why?
Why? Amen.
America couldn't stay in the house for 7 days. I threw my calendar in the trash because after that, everything was just a blur. So I don't know when this all started, but it was during the lockdown when we were in Jacksonville, Florida, those long, arduous days in the heat, in the rain, and then the heat, and then the rain, because Florida is bipolar weather.
You're right. I agree with that.
But you choose to live there.
Now, hold on. I choose to live there, too.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's an awful person, Chris. Right. Yeah, you are a delight.
Okay, thank you. I choose to live here because it's close to my girlfriend and Disney World. Those are the reasons that got me out here.
Those are great reasons.
Those are great reasons.
Shut up.
I'm saying.
Ah, we agree on something, apparently.
Why are you speaking French? Interesting.
I have an accent. Thanks.
Serpentico, when... For you, did this rivalry start? What set it off?
See,
and please don't say birth.
Is that a scroll? Did you pull out a scroll?
It's kind of hazy. Let's say no. June 4th, 2021 at, I don't know, around 9:30 p.m. I've got receipts.
What happened at June 4th at 9:20 p.m.?
Did you steal Nyla's receipts?
No. That would infer that she would buy stuff and purchase it legally, which she doesn't because she steals.
Okay, but let's go back to the incident.
It was a special Friday night dynamite on the television. Okay,
from Daly's place.
From Daly's place during the lockdown, you know, and it was around 9:20, 9:30, and. At the time, Dr. Britt Baker was the AW Women's Champion, mm-hmm. right? And she invited all of us to have a celebration and in the ring to, you know, celebrate her title reign. So we all showed up and she had this event catered by none other than McDonald's.
Ooh. Okay?
She had
it's
it
not
catered.
A Scottish guy. Why did you say it that way?
She had it catered by McDonald's, okay? So it was, you know, it was a bunch of people. It's me, Luther, Vicky.
Oh my God. Isla, tell the story. You know, get to the point. You are terrible. I need to give a background.
Okay.
Painting a picture. He's painting a picture.
Also,
Do not encourage him.
I dressed up as Bob Ross last year. It was great.
Damn it. He did do that.
I did. Hey, and during the celebration, we're about to get all these, you know, great hamburgers that were on podiums in the ring. And what does Nyla do? She tips both of them over, starts tossing hamburgers into the crowd, and then leaves. And then says, enjoy your burgers. You know, I can't say the word that she says after because, you know, it got bleeped out on TV. So I'm not going to say it here either. But ever since then, I'm a very hungry man. I like eating food. You know, I'm a growing boy. Look at these muscles. And you can't see the podcast world, but I'm flexing right now.
He is flexing, and I do see muscles.
Thank you very much.
Even if they couldn't see you flexing.
And she ruined this perfect night for me because I was very hungry, hadn't eaten all day, and guess all the burgers were on the ground. And ever since then, she's never said sorry. That's all I want, just an apology. That's all I want. I just want her to say, Supernatural, I am sorry for ruining your night. That's it. That's all I ask.
But do you feel that Nyla did this just to spite you? That this doesn't sound like it was directed directly at you.
If I had to guess, this might have been directed at Britt Baker, DMD, is how I think it's done. Nyla, I have a couple of questions to sort of as a reaction to the story. One, do you hate McDonald's? Were you spiting Serpentico? Was this a direct attack on him, or was there something else at play here that we're missing out on? Because,
yeah, that's a big oof. Serpentico is delusional, mm-hmm. first of all, in his recounting of the tale. Yeah. So I don't know how much we can trust his word. First of all, I don't recall two podiums. Okay. And second of all, I did not throw two burgers in the crowd. It was more like 16. So really, like, who is the one who is inaccurate with their storytelling? You know, he's at fault here. He doesn't remember correctly. So I don't know that we can trust his word or his emotions or his feelings on the matter. But no, I do not hate McDonald's. I love McDonald's, in fact. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
When have you become a lawyer?
Ever since I've watched The Good Wife. On repeat.
It does make you a lawyer. It makes you a lawyer. Yeah. That's as good as a law degree in most states.
Several seasons of Law and Order SVU. Great show. Fantastic.
Not enough McDonald's in that show.
Not enough McDonald's in that show. But no, don't hate McDonald's. I enjoy McDonald's. I do hate Serpentico because he is a fabricator and he makes stuff up all the time. And instigates as proof by his shirt.
I don't instigate. It was laundry day.
Serpentico, if proof is in the pudding, sir, you are jello. So good because you are wearing that shirt. You are an instigator. That is proof enough. It's visual. It's audio medium.
I don't even like pudding.
Talked about this. You don't like pudding? You don't like
pudding?
This is why.
Pudding is no. It's like thick soup.
This is why it's never-ending crusade. So his receipts are a little inaccurate. I don't know if that's where he felt cross, but he misremembers clearly that this was a thing well before that.
Oh, what?
Yes.
Let's go back, Nyla.
Let's go back. Like where are we going? On those hot summer nights during the lockdown, instigator over here always picking with people. I'm standing up for the little person here, but in this case, not so little. Talking about Big Swole. He had beef with Big Swole. He had beef with Big Swole. Big Swole says, hey, look at this fool. I looked at the fool. And then like Mr. T, I pitied him. Big Swole's my girl. Like, we ride hard. So
absolutely.
This may have been a catalyst of that. I'm not sure why that started. But since that day, he's done nothing but pick and nitpick and instigate with me and continue this. And it's admittedly may have spiraled a bit of out of control.
I think so.
He had clothes made.
But this is where we are now. This so is where did we live. She.
Wait, Nyla.
She also had clothes made.
Do you have proof?
Not on me, no.
Mr. Proof? Mr. I got receipts.
Okay. Let me tell you why.
Oh, go ahead.
This clothing fiasco definitely got out of control, right? So a few months ago, Nyla shows up to, you know, work our job with a black shirt with, you know, white or silver lettering, and it said Serpentico sucks. Okay?
That's not what it said, but you got nasty about it. Listen, my Spanish is rusty. I thought it said Serpentico su cas, and somebody told me that meant great. So I was trying to praise you. You're su cas, and you took it the whole wrong way. And so again, it's your fault.
So you printed you printed a shirt with a word you was assuming Spanish without Google Translate.
Well, no, it's ancient Spanish from 1113 Mesopotamia. So it's a dead language.
Also, yeah. I don't trust Google Translate.
Dead language. Oh, me either. So she wore this shirt to work and took pictures. And those pictures were, you know, uploaded on Twitter. And you know how
several thousand these.
It did. But you know how these T-shirt bot sites just see an image that's popular? Yes. And just reproduce.
Wait, can I buy a Serpentico Sukas shirt?
Wait, hold up. Give me a second. So I know the podcast world can't see me, but I pulled up my iPad where all these bot sites still to this day are selling Serpentico Suck shirts because Nyla Rose decided to wear one and show the world. Okay.
Oh, that's your credit card number?
No, putting it back down. Thank you. I ended up putting a Serpentico Suck shirt on Pro Wrestling Tees, because if anyone's going to make money off Serpentico sucking, it'd be the sucky, not the sucker.
Wait.
I think that's how.
You.
Wait. You. Pause.
You.
The sucky.
You want to make money
for $16.99 at ProWrestlingTees.com/Serpentico. Nyla, please be quiet.
Okay, so let me play Serpentico. Let me play devil's advocate here for a second.
Yeah, please.
Have you sold shirts? Have you been able to have people bought those?
Yes, I they've sold a lot because I put them out for really cheap the first week and made a lot of money. And I hope you don't really wear them. I just put it up as a joke. I didn't think people would buy them, and now they did. And joke's on me. Thanks, Nyla.
The joke's on you. However, I would say that Nyla created a piece of merch for you that is moving.
Thank you.
between the two of you, you have financially profited from mm-hmm. this feud.
Thank you.
Which is pretty cool. See, I wish I could make money off of the people I fight with.
Always looking out for my friend. I try to get him booked against Satnam Singh, against Brian Cage, against John Moxley.
Oh, that's another beef that we have. Right. I fully believe Nyla has a way into Tony, mm-hmm. Tony Khan, our boss, because every week I seem to get put in these impossible situations where I didn't suggest this. I didn't want to do this. I show up to work and hopefully I don't get picked. I get picked all the time and I get thrown all the time. It sucks.
It's great.
Yeah. You are currently a member of Melite, which is a huge group.
Yeah, that a great group. Great. I think we're taking over the trio's division by storm. Yeah, that's how words work, Nyla. Thank you.
Finally, again, someone can put the House of Black in their place.
Again, just helping you.
No. You know what? I might call in sick to work on Wednesday.
You can't say you're gonna call in sick. Like if you
there's
like,
an a there's an AEW wait, wait, office this, person wait, on up. This call.
Wait. Yeah. Yeah, he's making a goofy face, everybody.
I think is he pretending to be frozen? Because I could see his eyes move.
hold up. When does this show air? Right?
This will be next Thursday. This will air next week.
So in theory. I could technically, allegedly, not saying that I am, call out of the work this week, mm-hmm. and none's the wiser, right? Okay, well,
again,
next topic.
Nyla has her phone.
Nyla, I think Nyla's texting Tony Khan.
Oh no!
Hey, Jobs.
No! What did you
call in to work next week?
So wait!
Just want to follow up with him in case.
Why are you on your?
Oh, hey, I gotta go. I'm on a podcast right now. Yeah. No, right now. Okay.
That is very rude, Nyla.
What?
You're on the phone.
I was doing a voice note. I have to go grocery shopping after this. I needed to make sure. I had to
I just want to go. I want to go on a limb here and say I'm pretty sure when you called someone, you said, "Hey, job," and then explain the situation.
But that's how I call you all the time, Chris. Hey, job.
I know, and I am sick. I hate it.
Yeah, you don't do that. That's where I called. I called my job.
Chris, you're in my phone as job boy.
Oh, great! Now we're in a feud.
We've always been
perfect. I smell a shirt that says job boy. Just saying.
Don't steal that idea. That's a really good shirt.
Oh my God. I got to get myself a pro wrestling tee store. They have a podcast section. Now, Nyla, are you going to sell versions of the claps when planes land shirt?
No, I'm not going to do that.
You should. I've got
better things to do. Than to make ridiculous shirts to try to get under your skin.
Wait, didn't this start with you making the Serpentico Suck shirt?
Stop
right there.
Sorry.
She is.
Yes, because I thought it was a Greek.
Nyla Rose is caught lying again. Caught lying one more time.
Do you got proof?
You got proof. Okay. I mean, I
can't
have.
Can't rewind a live podcast.
That is true. But after bringing the Serpentico Sucks shirt to work, the next week I brought in a shirt that said Serpentico Sucks, but this, you know, Serpentico cross out, and it said Nyla Sucks.
Paul,
and
it was great. So you did what now? You're admitting on air in front of hundreds of thousands, if not millions of witnesses.
Dozens of listeners.
Literally tens of listeners heard you say that you brought this to work.
I only brought it to work after you brought yours to work.
Brought clothes to work.
Retaliation.
I have to wear clothes to work.
So do I. And it was laundry day. And I just had to bring that one to work.
Mm, okay.
And you can, it's weird that on laundry day you only ever have your anti-Nyla Rose clothes ready.
Yeah. Despite the fact that he wears them all the time.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair.
I don't want to wear this to Target, you know? I have some decorum. It's Target. Come on.
Serpentico, how many negative Nyla Rose shirts do you own?
That's a good question.
It seems like an issue.
Might have a third one that I never wore yet. Waiting for the right time. Maybe. I probably shouldn't discuss this on air because we know that Nyla Rose is a big retaliator. And she takes things to heart and makes things worse. You did for this shirt?
Okay.
We're now in the valley of hurt feelings at this point, Serpentico. It's a sad valley.
Listen, all I'm saying is I wore this red shirt that says Nyla Rose claps when the plane lands to work one day. And the very next week, Miss Nyla Rose, do you want to tell them the shirt that you wore?
I wore a regular shirt that I got from the store. But what he is neglecting to tell you, because he does not have the tact and this so-called decorum of John Cruise, a upstanding, amazing person.
He's a big old butthead that doesn't deserve to be
jealous. Is what this stems from. Serpentico is jealous of John Cruise. Bottom line, because of me and John's friendship. Okay.
It's terrible. Absolutely terrible.
So before he wore the shirt to work, he posted it on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Like a whole 24 hours.
I just wanted to get you mentally prepared for what I was wearing to work because it was laundry day.
See, psychological warfare. He knew what he was doing. He posts this on Instagram. 24 hours later, wears it to work. Then interrupts a conversation that I'm having with someone. Just stands there, all proud, like some housewife that just got new boobs. And he's standing there like, hey, notice anything?
I did stand there for what seemed to be like 10 minutes before she like broke away and just looked at me all mad. It was great.
You really just soaked in that moment, didn't you?
I did. I approached the conversation quietly and I just, you know, a little bit off to the side. And I know she saw someone in the background, but didn't like, you know, pay attention to it until she finally looked at who it was. And then just her whole expression just changed.
And then I just walked away because
my job there was done.
I'm having a serious conversation and he stands there and pretends to talk to several people.
Yeah. They weren't really talking back, but you know, that's fine.
Like you're having a lot of fun with this, Serpentico.
Well, it kind of backfired on me because she took it to a whole new level, which I'll let her explain how she did. Cause that's just preposterous the way that she did.
Right. So what had happened was
Was it laundry day?
Oh no,
it looks like Nyla Rose. It looks like Nyla Rose, except for the eye blinking and the scratching of the forehead, but everything else is frozen.
Totally we'll never frozen. Learn what happens.
No, sorry. Oh, well. Next topic.
This is the topic.
Yeah, this is the entire podcast topic.
So you guys seen Moonfall? Crazy movie.
That's a movie about the moon falling, which I started. That's it.
It's not quite about that. The moon is the bad guy. It's It's a wild ride.
As it should be, honestly.
It is a wild ride. Definitely worth watching.
That was Ronald Emmerich, wasn't it?
I love a good bad movie.
Come back to the topic at hand.
Because, I don't know. We're at Ronald Emmerich now, and I'm intrigued. Wait, did you call him Ronald? Sorry, I can never say his name is Roland Emmerich. Did you call him Ronald? Yeah, I'm from a parallel universe where his parents named him Ronald.
Oh, okay.
That's weird. Ronald McDonald. It's fine. Yeah. You go back to, you know.
We're back at McDonald's, destroying of hamburgers.
What is your go-to order at McDonald's?
A double quarter pounder.
Wow. Oof. That's a half a pound of what McDonald's calls beef. Interesting.
That's right. That's right.
Mine is the fish ole, as my kid calls it.
The filet of, you know,
fish
what?
Ole.
I thought I was going to be the weirdo who said my go-to is the fish sandwich. I'm really glad you're on this boat with me. It's good. Oh, yeah.
It's great.
It's good. I love it.
It's light. It's not heavy. It's light. It fills you up just enough that you're not hungry. And then, you know, you're good for the little while.
Yeah.
I'm a two cheeseburger meal person. And then I also eat my leftover son's chicken nuggets.
Leftover nuggets are good. Yeah. They taste better nuggets, for some reason.
Get a little not so hot. Not so hot.
Yeah, the nuggets are good, but then like leftover nuggets or like drunken after club nuggets.
Yeah.
Top tier.
Yeah.
Drunken after club. Oh, I miss those days.
I miss those days. I was in Madison, Wisconsin for a lot of those days, and there is some really good food open late in Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah, so Chris, I was also in Madison, Wisconsin. We did not know each other, but I was there for different reasons.
Okay. Is there anything that you got? Like, obviously, there is some very deep-seated, like, not so good, happy feelings going on here. But are there things you guys do agree on? Like, do you like any of the same stuff? How do you feel about scary movies?
I love scary movies. Scary movies are great. I think Halloween should be a year-round thing.
Honestly, that's what makes me the maddest is when we do agree, which is very often, unfortunately.
It's the worst.
Your other commonality is you both hate each other that you have commonalities.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
It's the worst.
We also like enjoy video games, which that's my thing.
The same what? What do you mean your thing? It's clear. It's my thing.
Are you both on Twitch?
No, I'm assuming you're both this on is my
yes.
thing.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
You can find us both at twitch.tv/NylaRoseBeast.
No, so, we're not both on there.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to go follow Nyla Rose Beast so I can watch both of you on Twitch. Hang on.
When we talked about this last time Nyla was on, she dressed like Princess Toadstool for a stream.
That's right.
Do you ever what do you dress like besides an idiot?
Okay.
All right. Well, again, we're in the valley of hurt feelings right now. Let's get out of this valley. Right.
I'm going to be real with you. I thought that was funny.
It was funny.
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
Oh, okay.
Coffee is delicious.
I'm calling HR. As soon as I get off the podcast, because my laptop died right before this went out. So I'm on my phone right now.
Irresponsible. Irresponsible.
Well, I made it. Guess what I didn't do? Steal a new podcast, a new laptop.
Steal a new podcast? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Who stole a new podcast?
He seems flustered.
Not flustered. Leave me alone.
Okay. So we clearly you both like video games. The same types of games? Like what are you guys into right now?
You want to go snake?
Oh, you can go first. Nyla. No, you're fine because... Yeah, go ahead. Look at the
so polite.
Yeah, very polite. You go first.
So currently.
Anyway, so like my games that I like.
Jesus. Right?
I just like RPGs, action games, you know, puzzle games. Right now, I've been playing a lot of Steam Deck and I've grown my Steam library.
I want a Steam Deck.
I've gotten really into Assassin's Creed Valhalla recently for some whatever reason on Steam Deck. It's a great portable game. Everyone's great on Steam Deck, so I play it, you know, on the plane, hotel rooms, you know, when I'm running away from Nyla, who's being mean, you know, all those types of things.
Oh, you shouldn't game and run. If you fall, you're going to break your very expensive Steam Deck.
Listen to me very carefully.
That is very true, but I'm also afraid. I'm also afraid of leaving my Steam Deck at work and then someone, pointing at whoever it is, swiping it.
I'm not at your work. I can't steal it.
So Pinnico, listen to me very carefully. If you put that thing down, I'm going to butter the handles.
Yeah.
So when you run, it slips out of your grip and you drop it in the toilet.
Oh, that's genius.
Hold on. This is a scenario I need to break this down. Nyla, you are going to grab a Steam Deck, put butter on it, and he's going to be running to the bathroom with it, and he's going to get into the stall with it, running with the Steam Deck, and then stop, and it will slip out into the toilet.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd like to see that happen.
Yeah, I kind of want to see this.
I took some of those Listerine mouth strips and I cut them into little circles and replaced his contacts with them. So he's running to the bathroom.
This is diabolical.
That is terrifying.
I appreciate that you think he'll still be running and not just on the ground crying because his eyes are burning out of his head.
Press him right here.
That sounds. I have to say, I'm with you on this one. That sounds awful. I don't ever want either of you as an enemy. I don't think I can handle it.
I don't want anybody as an enemy. I just want to be friends with everybody ever. But we are some friends. People.
Okay. Tell the truth. Did I or did I not hug you at work 2 weeks ago?
Well, it wasn't a, how do you say, friendly hug.
Did I or did I not embrace
what kind of hug was it?
It was one where when you have a a hurt back and you kind of, you know, you're like kind of hobbled over and your back already hurts and you have somebody go, hey, you want me to crack your back? You're like, I don't know, it might hurt some more, let's not do that. And then they do it anyway and it hurts even worse because you squeezed the life out of you. That was what happened.
Nyla, is that how you would classify your hug?
I was just trying to give him a warm embrace because of a reason. I don't even remember why.
Probably my C4 or my C5.
I think he was sad that he lost again. And I said, hey, come here, let me hug you. And then after fighting me, I gave Luther a hug. I complimented the chaos layer on the excellent holiday decorations, and then I had to fight him to get a hug, and when I did, he cried. He said it hurt too much because he's such a sensitive.
I did say Nyla, please let go, this really hurts, and she just kept squeezing more and more. So you know, apparently it was opposite day because she just did the exact opposite of what I asked. Very mean of her.
I just want to say it's okay to cry. I cry all the time. My job, but you know,
I mean, I do. You do have me working for you. It's yeah.
You think your coworkers are bad? I'm Matt's boss.
Yeah.
I'm the one he takes all of his questions to.
Complaining about affection. What is wrong with you?
not complaining at all.
Do you know how many people would kill for a hug from me? I have a whole DMs list of people in my DMs begging for that.
I would like to experience a Nyla Rose hug once in my life.
See? I wouldn't kill anybody for a hug. I'll take a hug. I'm not going to kill anybody for one, though.
I'm not going to kill anybody.
No.
Ungrateful. Just ungrateful.
I understand there are probably people in the DMs wanting to kill. Not me. Not going to kill anybody. Let's switch topics now. What was the tattoo you got the other day?
I've got nothing.
I got several.
Wait, you got several?
I got several tattoos. They're secret. Secret. Secret tattoos. But I can show this one.
What'd you get?
Right behind the ear. I hope I'm showing it.
Ooh. Oh, the Assassin's Creed mark.
So you're also an Assassin's Creed fan.
Wait a minute. Yeah, you can't be an Assassin's Creed fan because I'm an Assassin's Creed fan. So really? You can't be one.
Are you sure? Because I bought a PlayStation 3 purely for Assassin's Creed, and then it got pushed back and released on multiple systems. But that's neither here nor there.
Spoiler alert, it's 2022. Everyone plays video games. I hate to be the one to burst the bubble. Everyone.
I don't. I think they're stupid.
You work at GameSpot, Chris.
No, I play Fortnite, which is less of a video game and more of a way of life.
Not good at Fortnite, but I've come to understand that there's a new mode where you don't have to be a carpenter. Is that correct?
That's the only mode I play in, the no building mode. And honestly, what got me into it was a friend said, you can buy the Will Smith from Bad Boys skin for your character. And I was like, done. This is my game now. And I haven't stopped playing it since. And that was over a year ago.
Sold. I might circle back around and give it another shot then. Cause I was just there was just too much going on.
I don't have whatever teenagers have in their minds that allows them to play a shooter and SimCity simultaneously.
Right.
I can't do it.
Like I love the idea of Fortnite, but me and Fortnite have heat. Like I don't like Fortnite for the simple fact that it was the first time in gaming history that a game has made me feel old.
Yeah.
like you said, I just couldn't do any of it. I couldn't do anything. I've never gotten a kill in Fortnite.
I highly recommend giving the no building mode a shot. It's fantastic. It's great. It's just running around.
Do you play?
Do you play Fortnite, Serpentico?
I do play Fortnite. I only play no build mode because my fingers don't work very well to build structures. Before we continue talking about videos, can we go back to that tattoo talk real quick? I got a tattoo a few months ago.
Me too.
And I know this podcast, it's not a visual podcast, but I like to show, you guys at least. What it looks like. It's great. If you guys want to describe it to the listeners, it'd be awesome. I don't know if you can see it right here.
Tattooed Nyla sucks across your chest.
Well, I mean, as a person who appreciates fonts,
Nyla Sucus.
No. It says Nylo.
Says Nyla.
I think just, so. Either you hate Star Wars, so anti Star Wars. Well, you thought this said Kylo Ren sucks. Okay, or
it's the font that makes it look like an font. O.
Okay, so then. The spacing on that looks like it says New York and Los Angeles sucks. So if there are any listeners out there in New York or Los Angeles.
Relax. Okay. To be fair.
New York or Los Angeles.
I'm an LA boy.
New York does not like you.
All I'm saying is New York and Los Angeles are great, except for their traffic. And anyone who lives there would agree.
As someone from Chicagoland, I'm fine with this conversation.
As someone from the Los Angeles region, the traffic does suck. I will say that
I was there 2 weeks ago and it took me, a 10 minute trip to the airport took me 45 minutes and I'll never get that time back.
But it's okay because LA has three things that no other place has all in one spot. In-N-Out, obviously, Guisado's Tacos, clearly, and the new Beverly Movie Theater, the three greatest places on earth. And that's better than traffic.
You say
on earth.
Well, I mean, I think anything better than
traffic. If you never had a taco from Guisado's, you are missing out.
Everybody. I have not, but next time we go, I guess I'll go and spend 45 minutes in line and get one.
There you go. Worth it.
Looking forward into the future between both of you and looking at this upcoming holiday season, is there any way you can set aside your differences on
just
Twitter?
Just for the holidays.
What would it take for you to...
Honestly, I don't even think we're going to get them to set aside their differences on Twitter.
Well, I mean, it's very funny. it's entertaining content.
Don't kill the bit, Matt.
That's my job. I'm a bit killer. What would it take for you guys to set aside your differences? Now, we'll go to you first.
$2 million in a purple Lamborghini.
A purple Lamborghini.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wait, from Serpentico or from us?
From Serpentico.
Oh, because we had the $2 million in purple Lamborghini. It's right out here.
Oh, see, well, I appreciate that.
You got to come to Chicagoland to get it, unfortunately. It's under a foot of snow.
And then you gotta drive through traffic and snow to get it back. Yeah.
The snowstorm hasn't hit yet. It'll be here in a couple of hours.
Oh, no, I have to drive a Lamborghini?
Yeah, okay. we put snow chains on it. It's fine.
Oh, Chris, snow chains aren't legal in Illinois, just to let you
They're
know.
They're not?
No, they are not. Snow? It's so weird. Anyway.
But there's snow. I don't understand.
Yeah. Sir Pendigo, what would it take for you and Nyla to get along on your side of things?
Hey, pay your phone bill.
I'm not a very what does that even mean?
Your internet was crapping out a little bit, just a little bit.
Oh well, you know, it's you know, it's Florida internet. It sucks. I'm not a very.
I look great.
Yeah, Chris isn't having that problem.
I need you to all stop ganging up on me. That'd be great.
Yeah, Matt.
Fantastic.
Knock it off, Matt.
Everyone have heat with me.
I'm just looking for someone to have heat with.
I don't ask for much.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, I don't ask for much. You know, I'm a very understanding, you know, individual. I'm a very mature individual, you know, shirt notwithstanding. It was laundry day. Sorry. I would love if Nyla Rose would just apologize, but it would have to be, you know, in a formal letter, a double space. And then she would have to kind of sort of proclaim me to be her best friend on air, live on Dynamite.
So wait, hold on a second. We're having a breakthrough. This is all about Sir Pendigo. Yeah. You just want to be Nyla Rose's best friend. That's what this is all about.
I keep saying she's my best friend and she keeps rejecting me. So therefore, I just want her to accept my friendship in earnest. I don't know if that's the right earnest. I don't.
Sure. I would throw it out there.
It sounds right to me.
I throw it out there. Sir Pendigo seems like a great friend. He came to my suite at All Out and we hung out for 5 minutes. Best friends now.
I did.
Yeah.
You know what?
I did. Best friends.
You know what? Be careful what you wish for.
Number one, what? Number two, is that a cup endless? Because you've been drinking out of it for the past hour.
It's a bit, to be fair, it's
a
big cup.
It is a gigantic cup, which is why I bought it from Omega Mart. Amazing place. Please go and get lost there and never come home.
Me or the people.
Oh,
thanks.
You.
Thanks.
Everybody else go there. Check it out. Write me on Twitter. It's amazing. I don't know how to tell you what it is without giving it away, but it is an experience. It's in Las Vegas.
Oh, just like having me as a friend. Yeah, it's great.
Oh, yeah, but no, this one's enjoyable.
And it charges admission.
But it's worth it.
Yeah.
It's worth it. And your admission goes to support several hundred artists, and they are phenomenal in creating their art. It is a grocery store, but it's an experience. It's like a little marketplace. Everything you see, you can buy. It's run by Meow Wolf. They have Twitters and internets and all that. I don't work for them. It's just a plug because I think this is the coolest place I've ever been to. And one of the coolest things I've ever done.
Sounds pretty good.
It sounds like
a place I want to go. I mean, Matt, they're still mad at each other.
No, they're not. They're not. We solved everything.
But you're kind of saying it in that little conniving way that you used to
Oh yeah. No. We're so good.
I've known you for a long time now, and it's never good for the other person when you say it that way. So I don't really get why you would say that when
I'm just so happy that now we're best friends.
See, we've done it, Chris. We are the heroes the world deserves.
Hey, wrestling, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Sir Pendigo, this next year for you is going to be amazing.
You're going to have an amazing year, Sir Pendigo.
This sounds great.
You know what? I might have to take a sabbatical from work. You know, it's been off wrestling for such a long time. I might need a break. Maybe.
That's cool. Yeah. I'll come visit you at home.
Do you guys have any openings, apart from, you know, just away from Nyla that's, you know, not in her presence?
Oh, probably. But also, if you're taking a sabbatical from work, you know what you should do? You should go to Omega Mart in Las Vegas, Nevada. I hear it's really cool.
Chris, you're in charge of hiring. Just hire Serpentico.
We got.
I'm in charge of hiring.
Yeah, you're the boss.
We Fandom has acquired Snake Man Industries.
There you go. Perfect. What a done deal.
We did it.
My phone.
Oh God.
Serpentico's phone has fallen.
Oh, okay. I thought you were attacked by like somebody, like a ninja or something. Okay.
Well, I'd like to thank you both for coming on here and airing your grievances. I really appreciate it.
I feel like good has been done here today.
We've done some good.
If anything, if nothing else, I know about this Salt and Peppa Pig shirt, and I'm going to find it on the internet. And Nyla Rose claps when the plane lands, which we've been told is not true unless it is an especially terrible flight. Which I understand. I will say this, Nyla. I also thank the captain and everybody on the way out because it's the nice thing to do. Also, people on planes are scumbags a lot of the time, and they have to put up with them every single day. You deserve a thank.
I had to put up with Nyla. So Pinnacle flies day.
Like at least twice a week.
No one claps for me.
Is that?
I'm not a scumbag.
But you just wanted to clap.
We were clapping for you.
Nyla's giving you a great clap with two fingers right now. It's her longest fingers that makes it great.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to be, you know, I just want to be appreciated. That's it.
I appreciate you. I can't wait to spend so much time with you this next year.
Chris said it genuinely, and Nyla, unfortunately, did not sound genuine whatsoever.
Oh no!
I will say Nyla sounds very genuine, but just not the kind of genuine you want.
This interview podcast has been a mistake, I think.
Not for us. We're doing great.
Not for us. You're not the first person to come on the show and say that. By the way, you're like the 50th.
I've honestly said that multiple times, but not this week. This one's special.
This is special because it's a holiday season. We're giving affection. We're giving friendship. We're settling beefs because the Wrestle Buddies are heroes. So if you guys have anything that you'd like to plug, please go ahead and plug now as we wrap up this just beautiful award-winning interview.
Serpentico, best friend, why don't you go first?
Oh, look at that. That's so nice.
Hold up. What was the question?
what do you have to plug, Snake Man?
Oh, what I have to plug? Sorry. Oh, I'm glad I didn't answer something else. I want to plug myself because I think I am the best. I think Nyla is okay. You guys did okay. You know, guys shed some light on how good of a person she quote unquote can be. And all I want to plug is just my prowrestlingtees.com/Serpentico and my Twitch, twitch.tv/Serpentico TV. Not the other one that Nyla said. It's that one.
Yeah, go over to prowrestlingtees.com/Serpentico and buy a Serpentico Sukas shirt, which I am now I'm told is ancient Spanish for Serpentico is great.
Yeah. I'm glad you take Nyla's word for it. Great.
I mean, I don't know ancient Spanish, so...
What the heck is ancient Spanish?
I don't know. That's what Nyla told me it was. And thus far, in my history with Nyla, which spans back to the last time she was on the podcast, she was very honest. I understand that you guys have differences of opinion on what honesty is, and that's fair. But like if Nyla says ancient Spanish, I'm going to take her word for it until I'm proven wrong. Mm-hmm. And then I will be starting a tweet feud and buying T-shirts where I'll wear them to the office. But the office is just an upstairs guest room in my house that nobody else is in. So it's not really going to mean as much.
Nyla, what do you have to plug?
I would like to plug my best friend Serpentico and following him
wow
on Twitch.tv Serpinico or whatever he said. And he's got like
big
a
plug
pro wrestling tee store that sells something, I guess, maybe. But if you get lost and you can't find him, just come to my page, Nyla Rose Beast, on all the things. That's Twitter, Instagram, and what's the other one? Twitch. Please help me get those Instagram numbers up because Twitter's a dumpster fire right now. We don't know how long that's going to last.
At least we can all agree that Twitter sucks right now, right?
So Nyla Rose Beast.
Every growing day, I think, you know what? I think it's time to leave Twitter.
Yeah, a little bit. You'll see the blue check mark. You know it's legit, and I'll help you find my best friend, Serpinico.
Oh, help me help. Wait, find what? She's doing it again. She's being a little passive aggressive. And
it sounds like that she's just saying best friend. She said she's gonna send
people to you if they have trouble finding.
Yeah, and that's terrifying. Do you not think that is probably the most terrifying thing someone can
hold
say?
On.
I'm gonna send people to find you.
Nyla, say it again. Let me see if I hear any sort of weird tone.
If you can't get in touch with Serpinico, I'll help you find him.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. She's going to help with the
defining. Why would they be able to get in touch with me at all?
Well, because like your pro wrestling tee store is Serpinico, your Twitch is Serpinico TV. What's your Twitter?
It's okay. Well, it's King_Serpinico. Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
I got three different, handles. Whatever.
Mine is concise. Nyla Rose Beast. Every platform is verified. And I didn't pay for any of those. So, make it easy on the people.
Wait, you didn't give $8 for a check mark? Oh, shame.
No, I spent $20 to make mean t-shirts.
Yeah, she sure did.
And that's where we'll leave it. Everybody have a wonderful holiday season. We will see you new year.
We solved wrestling.
We've done it once again. We are the greatest. Thank you all for coming on. We really appreciate you.
Thank you. This next year is going to be
great. Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Nyla, I guess. I think. Please help.
Hey, Chris, any final words?
And merry holiday, everyone.
See you next year.
Thanks for listening to Wrestle Buddies. We hope you had at least almost as much fun as we did. Go ahead and rate and review us on the Apple Podcast app. You can email us questions at WrestleBuddies@GameSpot.com or find us over on Twitter @WrestleBuddies. I am @ChrisHayner. He is @I'mMattElfring. See you next week.
Wrestle Buddies is a copywritten GameSpot website podcast. You do not have permission to use anything contained within the episode, or you'll be sued by me, Dog Dad Lawyer. I've got a dog named Clarence. He's a beautiful pug.